of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and as I mentioned in the first hour, next week, starting Monday, I will be going back into Studio A, and in the same time slot. And Michael Rivero will be going into, he will be doing his program between 1 and 4. And that begins next week on Monday. Our guest this hour is Bob in D.C., and he's going to tell us about the Liberty Bell. He sent out, on June 2nd, he sent out an email notice talking about these publications. So welcome to the program, Bob.
Well, hello, Deanna. Thank you for having me on board.
Well, thank you so much. So tell our listeners about the Liberty Bell, who started it, what's it about, how long it was published, and where people can download some of these wonderful magazines.
Okay. It was started by George P. Dietz. Now, he was originally from Germany, and he became a naturalized citizen of the United States around 1962 or so. And he moved here in 57, and then he became sort of an Eric Zundel type of a person, where he was defending the honor of Germany in using various means, and the primary mean he used was his Liberty Bell magazine, which actually is a small publication, maybe 10 inches by 5.5. And so he put that out from approximately 1978 until about 1997, 1998. We're still looking for other issues, and we haven't got them all posted that are in our possession right now. But that the earliest one I have. And if you go to resist.com, let me give you the – okay, resist.com/Liberty Bell, contiguous – /index.html, you'll find what we've got so far. And we've got 92 of them up there already in PDF format. And they begin in September of 1979. And the last one so far is December of 1997. So what they are comprised of is usually about 60 pages of articles and commentary. And they were the sort of a flagship publication of Revlo P. Oliver while he lived, and he passed away in 1994.
Okay.
So you were going to – okay, well, go ahead.
But George Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, is
right.
The gentleman that started it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he passed away in 2007. As a matter of fact, he passed away on May Day, May 1st, 2007. And he was active. I don't know his specific late years, you know, just what they comprise, but he was active at least until the late 90s. So.
Interesting. Well, I downloaded all of these magazines. It took me a couple of days. Mm. But as I was downloading them, I was reading them, and oh, my goodness, what a wealth of information in those magazines.
They really are, and they're surprising, too. I didn't take notes. What I've been doing is scanning them. So when you're scanning, you can't read. But every once in a while, I take a look. I say, wow, take a look at that. You know, and I'd read a few paragraphs, but then I got to, you know, if you don't scan, you don't get anything done. So I just got 20 that have been added since you started downloading. So there are a total of 92, and just put in another 10 yesterday. So we will have a total of 102, and it looks like we're going to have about another 100 or so when we're complete. Now, I hope to create DVD-level data disks that will be able to send these out to folks with everything on them so you don't have to download. But that's
right. All righty. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest this hour, Bob in D.C.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back. Our guest this hour is Bob in D.C., and the website is resist.com/libertybell/index.html, and it is linked on the radio schedule page. And I really do recommend that you look at these PDF files. I mean, there's a big, long list of them, but look at them because this is information that you're not going to find anywhere else.
True enough, Deanna, and the other thing is folks should be downloading this kind of material. And as much as you can, download, download, download. And also, Jamie Kelso over at VOR, he has he may have the entire 25 years of instauration already done. That should be downloaded in toto. And folks should spend $50-$60 and get themselves a little 320 or 500 gigabyte USB hard drive and use that to download this kind of thing. And you can even true crypt it if you want, you know, to keep the security valid. But we need to make sure that this kind of stuff isn't lost. And we, as soon as we found these Liberty Bells, or we actually knew we had them, but we didn't know we had almost all of them, we said, wait a minute, let's start putting these up on the web. These are very important. And if they're lost, they're lost for good. So it's very important, very important. And the more people that do this, afterwards you can create DVDs or CDs, however you want to do it, to hand out. But it's very important for key people and as many people as possible to download. This is how we defeat the enemy. No more will they be able to keep us in the dark. The cat's out of the bag. It's just a matter of us keeping our eyes on the cat.
Right. And people, well, the Liberty Bell started when? 1979? September is the first one?
Circa, the one that we, the earliest one we have is September of 79, but I have a sneaking suspicion there may be more. I've got an entire carton I haven't opened yet. I'm afraid to open it because I'm still doing the first large batch, and I've got about, looks like 15 more to do there, and then I'm going to have about another 50, and I think by the end we'll have a total of about 200. So it takes a little time to put those up. Scanning is kind of a laborious process, and particularly with these smaller booklets as compared to like a Time magazine or something that large, these smaller booklets have a lot of resistance in the gutter area, and unless you want to actually slice them up, which we were not going to do, you get a little, you have a little problem. You have to push down. I'll give you a little process here. You have to push down on the top of the scanner just to keep the gutter from becoming blacked out, and it still get a little bit of that. And you get a little twist and turn, a little bit of angular problem. But all in all, because the PDF files are copyable, the text is copyable and searchable. You can, it's still good enough, more than good enough to both read and to copy and to transfer to a text file and, you know, naturally do a spelling and grammar check. And you can take entire articles by Revlo P. Oliver, for example, which have never been seen. And you can put those up on the web in text form, not PDF form, but easily readable and downloadable text form. So
right, I
of,
noticed that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of flexibility, let me put it that way.
Right. The first one that I downloaded, I checked to see if I could copy-paste, and, oh, I was so thrilled because so many PDFs, you know, they just, they download them as a, what is it, as an image file rather
an
than
image,
as...
Exactly right, an image file rather than a text-specific
yes.
file. And, you know, it's so powerful. PDFs are so powerful because you do have that ability to search. And I'll give you an example. I knew about the Treaty of Westphalia from decades ago, but I downloaded David Irving's book, Goebbels, Master of the Third Reich. And I thought, you know, I'm going to check out Westphalia. So I did that. And I hit a reference to the town. The second one I hit is a reference to the town. Third one I hit, just an aside, last paragraph of one of the chapters, Hitler's greatest ambition was the destruction of the Treaty of Westphalia. He told that to Joseph Goebbels in private. And this was just an aside. Now, who ever heard of that before?
Well, interesting. Tell us a little bit about the treaty.
Well, the Treaty of Westphalia ended the 30 Years' War in 1648, and you can download it. I think it's on Project Gutenberg, and I downloaded it once, and it's quite a read because the preface of it names all these Mardukes and counts, and you know they had to put everybody's name in at the beginning. So you go through that and you can't believe it. But essentially the bottom line is that it gave, for the first time, on a basis of international law, it gave validity to the nation state. And the reason it did is that they resolved the religious problem. They said, okay, the individual states can choose their own religions and we'll let them do that and we're not going to have this war anymore. But there's a lot more to it, and I'm really not an expert on it, but I got to tell you the truth. I don't quite understand all the reasoning for Hitler wanting to abolish it or to at least neuter it, but I do know that was his greatest ambition, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Well, he was quite the historian.
Mm.
One of the things that is advertised in the October issue of 1979 is a book. It was called Auschwitz by Christofferson Roeder, R-O-E-D-E-R, and it says at the top of the advertisement, it says, the book that made the Jews so mad they had to invent the movie Holocaust.
Now, what page is that on? Because I brought it up.
That is on page 6.
Okay. Hmm. Which, maybe I have the wrong one.
October of 79.
October, I'm sorry. I was in September. I've got my archive here. Oh, yes, yes.
And I was just going through the And it says an unbiased eyewitness report on the real life in a concentration camp. There were no gas chambers. Now, somebody recently wrote to me, and they sent me a photo album that showed a lot of the officers and the Germans who were staffing the concentration camp, the labor camp. And they said, and the lady said, well, you know, we know that they had all these amenities in the camps, but can you show me a picture of the inmates actually enjoying these amenities?
Good question.
It is a good question.
I've never seen it. I mean, I've seen the pictures of the swimming pool, for example, but I have never seen anybody diving in, you know, so. But they do have, I think they do have some photos of, like, the orchestra and things like that. I seem to recall seeing those just in passing, not in the Liberty Bell, but just in general passing.
Right.
I don't recall ever seeing anybody in that swimming pool, that's for sure.
Well, I believe she was trying to argue in favor of the Holocaust being an actual event.
Right.
And which I don't think pictures of German staffers at a camp necessarily indicate that the inmates didn't use those facilities. I mean, we know that the hospital records and the infirmary records indicate that that the inmates certainly did have access to those facilities, and of course the kitchen and the barracks. And so, why not the swimming pool?
Right, and I'll bet there are pictures out there someplace. We just don't know where they are, or they've
sure.
been destroyed, which is possible too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what. They started out with 4 million at Auschwitz, and then it went down to 3 and 2. And finally, I guess they ended up at 1.4 million. But, you know, they never seem to adjust that total 6 million figure, do they?
No. And apparently, according to something that I just read recently, there were only, although the figure is high, but there were 65,000 unaccounted for Jews after the war.
Hmm. You mean in total? Well, I know one thing is I've seen the demographics before the war. Approximately 1938 was something like 16.4 million Jews in the world. And then I've seen them 10 years later, and there's something like 16.6 million Jews in the world.
Right.
Yeah, and none of it makes sense.
And these are days, according to the book that Sanning wrote, S-A-N-N-I-N-G, these were times, you know, we had the worldwide depression, where a lot of people were leaving, a lot of Jews, younger Jews, those who would populate, those who would have children, were leaving Eastern Europe. They were coming over to South America. They were coming over to North America, and so you have a lot of the population moving around because of the economic situation. And then, of course, during the war years, you also have a lot of relocation of all the population. But particularly, it seemed, the Jewish population, a lot of the people, a lot of them from Poland, went into the Soviet Union. So, you know, when you're trying to count a population, it would be very difficult to do, given the economic circumstances and the wartime circumstances.
Right. Well, the biggest thing, I think, also in support of being, you know, the Halle hoax, let's call it what it is that it's impossible to do what they said that they did the way they said they did it. You know, I mean, it would be, why didn't they just take bullets and shoot them in the head? You know, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And they did not have the fuel to do what they said. The cremation process takes approximately, these days, it takes somewhere between 4 and 7 hours these days, plus the bones must be crushed, and there's still 2 or 3 pounds of ashes. Where are all these ashes? It's just all of it. All of it stinks.
Yes. All righty, we do have to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Yes, the second hour is Bob in D.C., and his website is, or the website that you will find all of these wonderful magazines at, is resist.com/libertybell/index.html, and it is linked on today's radio schedule page. We are, speaking of the Holocaust, I will be hosting a debate on the Holocaust on Friday, June 22nd, on this program between Friedrich Paul Berg and Roberto Muhlenkamp. And if the listeners wish to submit some questions, just email them to deanna@spingola.com. And that should be very interesting, to say the least. Bob,
yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about Dr. Oliver? Because there are people, I'm sure there are listeners who may not have heard of him, but tell us what he did and tell us about him.
Well, you can do a Google search, and a good place, although I didn't get a response from him, is Estrom's website on Revlo P. Oliver. He's got a lot of good stuff on him, and there also is, let's see, which one is it? One of the articles has a full bio on him that he wrote himself. But just to give you a brief, he is a fellow that worked in some type of special investigations during World War II. He headed up a whole 127, 130 people operation, probably based in Washington, D.C., And he saw what was going on, and he, in 1945, he thought that in time, within just a few years, that the whole scam of Pearl Harbor and the fact, actually, that we were on the wrong side in that war, et cetera, would come out. And he said, although it took a longer than he thought, but when McCarthy went after him, Jews, and not basically the Jews, but the communists. The problem with McCarthy is he didn't go after the Jews. In fact, he brought a few on board, which actually is what part of his downfall. But although it took a while for McCarthy to come forward, he thought that that would get it done. But then it didn't. And then you have to read between the lines. It sounds like he lost heart a little bit. And then a guy by the name of Welch, who was part of Welch's grape juice, started the John Birch Society around 1956-57, right in there, and Revlo P. Oliver was made one of the founding members. And for a few years, probably 5 or 6 years, I don't have definite dates on this, but he was part of that whole organization. The problem was that any time you'd mention the Jews or go after the Jews in that organization, it was verboten. And most people picked up on this, and Revlo Oliver was one of the first ones that picked up on this. And by 1966, when he gave that great speech, which I emailed to you, in June 9th, I believe, 1966, he was already out of the John Birch Society. He knew it was a gatekeeper operation, similar to the many we see today. And so from that point forward, he became an indefatigable fighter against the Jewish oppression. And he's been on their you-know-what list ever since then. And then Liberty Bell, I don't know at what time it happened, but somehow Dietz and he got together in the late 70s, and that became his flagship publication. And they say right at the beginning of most issues you'll find a postscripts section, which are his commentaries for the month of that magazine or something like that. And just go in and delve into it. There's so much there. But I would ask folks to look for the June 9th, 1966, Revlo P. Oliver MP3 file called What We Owe Our Parasites.
And
yes, that's I sent that to you. I don't know if you had time to listen to it. But that's a great one. That's also at our website under our news and views. There's a section there that it's downloadable, but you can find it many places on the web.
Okay. What are some gatekeeper organizations now that you can just name off the top of your head?
Oh, Alex Jones is obvious. Let's see. Boy. Yeah, I don't keep lists. I just, I react.
Sure.
I react to things. I see it, and I've already got it categorized. Like if somebody gave me a list of five, I would tell you, okay, that one, that one, that one. There are very few who aren't. Let me put it that way. Very few who aren't gatekeepers. And the guy who does a good job exposing all of this is John Kaminsky. In fact, he's got a great quip that anytime you have an organization with five people in it, if there's no Jew there, the sixth person will be a Jew.
Yeah. Well, I had Brother Nathaniel on the first hour. And
I heard.
Yeah. Whoa. He really does not mince any words at all.
Well, no, he's... he's Jewish. You can't take the Jew out of the Jew, even though he's a good guy. One of the, you can count him on one hand probably, but he's one of them. And, he's got chutzpah all over the place, and he's just in your face. That's part of their, ethnicity.
Right. All righty, we're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy
but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks. Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Our guest this hour is Bob in D.C., and the website is linked on the radio schedule page, and of course it will be in the archives. I think, too, I will put up the audio file of Professor Oliver, What We Owe Our Parasites. I think that would be very interesting. But I was looking through the October 1979 edition, and it's so interesting. I mean, you could really just get lost in all of these. It's just amazing information. And when I was downloading them, I was thinking, "Whoa, this is such wonderful information that you wouldn't be able to find anywhere." And you mentioned that that Professor Oliver was part of a what was it? A team of people who were in Europe, who was in Europe, and knew exactly what was going on, and that was part of a government team of people, or
yeah,
what?
He worked. He was in some intelligence function. I wish I would have prepared better. I should have had that up, but I don't. But folks can find the bio of Revlo P. Oliver just through a Google search, and it would be worthwhile. Actually, it appears in the beginning of one of his books. I'll tell you what. Let's see. I think I can bring it up real quick. Hey, in the meantime, I wanted to further answer your question about gatekeepers.
Uh-huh.
Two things I do. Number one, I always have my Jew test. When there's an article, all I do is down. I use Mozilla Firefox, and down at the bottom, you go for the search function. I type in Jew. If it comes up red, I know he failed the Jew test. They didn't mention Jew any place in the article. Now, there's another place, another thing, too, you look for. They start going Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. Now, another gatekeeper just comes to mind recently is Webster Tarpley. He gets wet, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. It's the Nazis, you know. And then I think you've mentioned Jim Mars before, same thing. These people are gatekeepers. When they go to the Nazi, 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 rather than understanding that in the Jewish realm there are two primary factions. They're the right-wing Zionists, and there are the left-wing liberals and communist types. It's hard to categorize them because they're all over the place, but they're the left-wing types. Those are the Jews that happen to be against Zionism, possibly even being against the Jewish state. And then you've got the other ones who are obviously for it, the Likudniks, the Lubavitchers, people like that. And the key thing is that the Jews, on every important issue, they're on every side. If there are three perspectives, they're on all three sides. If there are only two, they're on two sides. If there are five perspectives, the Jews are on five sides. So they're in it at every level once things get rolling. And like John Kaminsky says, the sixth one is a Jew for new organizations.
Right. And they always seem to be involved in seemingly humanitarian efforts so that they can kind of control things. And they always seem to be for the downtrodden. For instance, they started the NAACP, and you know, it's just very interesting. And yet they seem to lack humanitarian feelings mm-hmm. in other areas, like in warfare. Where's their humanitarianism when it comes to the Palestinians? I mean, they're so concerned about other people, or seem to be. And yet they have absolutely no empathy or compassion for the Palestinians.
Well, their charities, if you check them out, you know, all their great charities, almost all of them are for Jews, at least primarily for Jews, almost all of them, unless they have an agenda. Now, if there's an agenda, yeah, they might do something else. But other than that, they really benefit, in the end, only the Jews. And I found that biographical note. It's in a PDF book by Revlo P. Oliver, which I will send to you. It's, let's see, what's the name of the whole book here? The Jewish Strategy by Revlo P. Oliver. And this was put out by Kevin Alfred Strom in 2002, and then first edition 2005. And but he was born in Corpus Christi, Texas, and folks will have this. I'm sure I'll send it to you. Maybe you could put it on your website.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, great. And at Pomona College, Claremont, California. That's the 20s and 30s. I'm trying to get to the philosophic doctor in 1940. He was quite a philologist, and I mean, he knew like seven or eight languages, and he specialized in Sanskrit. He was at Champaign, the University of Illinois at Champaign. Okay, here we go. He joined a secret subsidiary of the War Department in 1941, so this is before the war, and in 42, remaining there in autumn of 45. He was director of research analyst and director of research ahead of 175 people, okay. And then he went on to the University of Illinois and became a full-fledged professor and ultimately an enemy of the Jewish corruption.
Interesting.
But first he went via the John Birch Society, which was a huge gatekeeper operation, which diverted most of the old right wing into the wrong paths. And a lot of people, after a while, they realize, boy, I've got this book about these Jews. What about these Jews? Well, we don't talk about those people.
Right.
those are called the insiders, But you never use their names, you know.
Right. Okay, we've got some callers lining up, so let's take a call. Let's take Keith in Tennessee.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
Hi, Deanna. It's Keith from Revolt of the Plebs.
WordPress.com.
How are you doing today? And
good.
I apologize. I apologize for my last appearance because of this cell phone that I have. We've rototilled over a lot of our phone lines, so I got that repaired, and I'm going to have a real phone line soon, so I can actually carry on coherent conversations. But your guest today is true and dear to my heart. I love. He's right on point with everything that is wrong and what is right with society today. And you know, when we're talking about gatekeepers like Alex Jones and Webster Tarpley, certainly those people are gatekeepers. And I would even go so far to say that anyone who is up there on a hill waving a flag and quoting slogans like liberty and justice and the American way and humanity and equality, these are things that came straight out of the French Revolution. And who created the French Revolution? Freemasons. And what is the root of Freemasonry? That's Judaism, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we see the Arab Spring that is continues to spread throughout the Middle East. This is nothing more than a manufactured event. And we see the West retiring old dictators, replacing them with even more subservient puppets. But what we haven't, you know, really seen in this movement is a striking parallel between this democracy promotion that we see taking place in the Islamic world and the democracy promotion that took place in the Christian world almost 250 years ago. And I'm talking about the American Revolution, which we're told is supposed to have freed us from the shackles of tyranny, from King George and the British monarchy. But it's really, was this really a grassroots uprising, or was this an invented thing that came out of the roots of Freemasonry? And really, people need to look on the roots of the American Revolution and this nation to see that, and I know this is a provocative statement to make, but this nation was created by Jews for the purpose of advancing their geopolitical agenda. And I'd like to get your guests' reaction to what I just said.
Back then, you have to remember there weren't all that many Jews in America, but they were influential, particularly in Charleston, down south. What is that? South Carolina, I believe. That's where the slave trade was centered. But the thing is, you must remember that there's a lot of gray area out there. A lot of those people that fought in the American Revolution, and with a lot of inertia after that, that fed through into the 1800s, into the 19th century, they were fighting for true liberty, honest liberty, out on the plains, out beyond the Piedmont. But so you had both types. So I think, you know, to say that it was 100% back then, you got to remember one thing about the Jews. One thing they really do well is they co-opt. So whether a goyim, a Gentile, like Lawrence, invented or created the idea of E equals MC squared, it doesn't matter. The guy who took it over and co-opted it was Einstein, conveniently being stationed in the patent office in Switzerland. But, you know, it's things like that. So I wouldn't go so far on a conspiracy basis to say it started out that way, but it can always end up that way. Because they are experts at co-opting. They are not creative, and I believe the reason they are not creative is because ultimately they spend so much of their time manipulating. And I believe people that spend a lot of their time in manipulation waste their creative abilities, and they actually, it's like a disease, and you become paranoid. They are truly paranoid because they know that they're trying to fool people, that they're manipulating, and that breeds paranoia. So they are not as creative. I don't think they initiate nearly as many things as we think, but I think what they do is co-opt. And it's just like when Goldman Sachs went from Goldman Sachs Trading Corporation in the 1920s into the Goldman Sachs we know today. At that time, in the 20s, Goldman Sachs was just a trading corporation. They were like a hedge fund today. But then they became an investment corporation. Why? Because they had the money, but they didn't have the brains. So they would take their money, find the goy brains, put the money there, and that's how they created their kingdoms. But I wouldn't give them so much credit to instigate initially all of these conspiracies. Surely they've done some, but not all of them. And I think way back at the time of the Revolution, there's a lot of gray area there. Like Washington was a Freemason, no doubt about it. They have pictures there with with the saddle, whatever that thing is on the front. I don't know that much about it, but you can see he's a Mason. But you got to understand, they co-opted Masonry too. So between, and that was right around the time when they began to really co-opt it, and into the fact that in the early 1800s, early to mid 1800s, when they created B'nai B'rith, B'nai B'rith became, as far as I know, the top Masonic order. As a matter of fact, I have read where if you're a member of B'nai B'rith, you don't have to go through all the levels. You're automatically a top Mason, at least I would say the leadership of B'nai B'rith. B'nai B'rith has a lot of little old ladies, too, who don't quite know what's going on. They just shovel money to them. But anyway, that's my whole point is I wouldn't go too far with the conspiracy thing, but I would go farther with the idea that they co-opt, and they are experts at co-opting. That's why I go back to John Kaminsky again. It's a great thing. He said, you know, if you got five people in your organization and one of them's not a Jew, the sixth one will be a Jew.
Right. And, you know, you just made my point, is that they take advantage of popular dissent. Obviously, there is dissent within, I mean, if we look at contemporary problems within the Middle East, they're dealing with these dictators, these oppressive regimes, and then we have these groups going in there, and they, of course, they get small groups of people, students, bourgeois housewives, they co-opt them, and they form them into popular movements, just like there was in the United States, in the colonies. They're masters at manipulation on getting these things going. But what I'm saying is that we see the same thing going on in the Middle East as what we saw in the early formation of America, where they took a popular movement and they moved it in the direction they wanted it to go in. And as far as Freemasonry is concerned, the way I see it is Freemasonry is a tool that Jews created to manipulate or to make the Gentiles a tool to advance their geopolitical agenda. And if you look at the United States today, there is no nation on the face of the earth that advances the Judaic geopolitical agenda like America.
About it. My only point was that I don't necessarily think that the beginnings of Freemasonry, which go back much farther than the mid 18th century. I have read places where some of it was just to bypass the ridiculous structures put on scientific development of the old Catholic Church when they actually were promoting the idea that the world was flat. These people knew it wasn't, so they had to get together behind the scenes. But again, it's neither here nor there. We know what they are now. How they came about exactly is, I think a lot of it is in the mists of time. But you mentioned, let's talk Syria for a moment. We just sent something out that Sheikh Imran Hossein gave a speech about. It was about an hour and 30-minute speech, and we took out about 4 minutes of it and put out a little clip. But basically, the clip went through that his near-term prospects for Syria, which is now, I'm reading right from the email, which is now under concerted fourth-generation warfare attacks being instigated by international Jew and Jew thinker Zionist, he forecasts the possible genocide of the Alawites, who were empowered by French colonialists and had oppressively ruled over the majority Sunnis. So there's the crack in the door there. And comparing it to the murder of blacks in Libya after Gaddafi's downfall, because the Alawi may be considered a Shia sect, this could lead to a Sunni-Shia civil war that could benefit most of all Israel and its Eretz Yisrael quest, Greater Israel. Well, the thing is, what happened is they found a weakness in the leadership of Syria, in that the Alawite leadership oppressed, at least his father did. I think the current guy is not like that, but his father oppressed these Sunni factions. And now what happens is the CIA, the Mossad, the SIS, particularly MI6, which used to be at one time called the Arab Bureau in Britain. But they go in and they work these small factions, then they arm them. But basically, even with all of that, most of the people in Syria support the main government. Actually, they support their sovereignty more than anything else, and they're pretty smart about what's happening. The problem we've got, the biggest problem we've got, is that the Jews have a stranglehold on the media, the law profession, politics. I mean, 29 standing ovations for Netanyahu. Give me a break. And you know, they've gotten themselves into almost stranglehold control of every bottleneck position that means anything. And that's what we have to break. And let me tell you right now, we aren't going to touch these people unless we take away their infinite line of credit. You see, how often have you heard people say that, you know, oh, the dollar's going to crash, oh, the market's going to crash? Well, let me tell you, the biggest crash you've ever seen happened 3 years ago. Forget about 3-4 years ago. They don't need another one of those. They bought it all cheap at the bottom. But the thing is, they can buy anything anytime they want because they have an infinite line of credit. That's got to be stopped.
All righty. We do have to go to a break. Thank you, Keith, for calling in. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Our guest this hour has been Bob in D.C. His website is resist.com/libertybell/index.html. And Rick, one of our listeners, said that if we use Firefox as our browser, that you can get an extension called Download Them All. Download Them all one word, which will allow you to automatically download files from a website in just a few minutes. He downloaded all 91 issues during this program.
Oh, cool. That's good to know. I've been looking for that.
Okay. Let's take another caller. We have Rick in Ohio. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yes. First off, before I forget it, I want to address the, you talk about the pictures of the Jewish camp inmates enjoying the tennis courts and the swimming pools and so forth at Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Now, I did see. There is video of this up on YouTube. They've been taken down, though. They didn't last. This was before I found out about Download Helper on Firefox, and I didn't know how to grab the videos then. But these would be videos. They would go up. And within an hour or two, YouTube would delete them. So,
Rick, just for your information, you can Google this, DVD Soft.
I'm aware of that. I have also Real Player. If you download Real Player, you can download videos with that. And what you need to do, you find a video that's really good stuff like that. You need to download it right away because YouTube deletes those when they find them.
Right.
And once you download them, you can save them to a thumb drive, an 8-gigabyte thumb drive, cost about $10 on sale, and they'll hold 100 to 200 videos, depending on length. That's a lot of videos to put on a thumb drive. Later on, what's going to happen here eventually, the Internet's going to be shut down. When things get really bad, when people really start to get concerned, they may shut down the Internet. That's very possible. But every kid out there has a DVD player. So you can burn, with almost any computer now, you can burn your own CDs. You simply download these programs, save them, put them on the flash drives for storage capacity, so if you need to save space on your hard drive, and then you'll have them. You can burn the CDs, and you can hand CDs out everywhere. It's very easy to get them out that way. You get programs out that way, and get audio programs. You can do the video programs or the text programs, anything you want to do. And what else? Oh, Revelo-Oliver.com. Revelo is simply Oliver spelled backwards. That's his first name. Revelo-Oliver.com. All of his files are up there. And excellent program today, Deanna.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, most of his articles and things are up there, but I got a sneaking suspicion that a lot of the things that we've got on these Liberty bills aren't up there because some of them were taken off and put into text files and separately uploaded, but I don't think all of them were. There's just too many. So there's a lot of other stuff. Like Deanna found that one article on the first or second issue that's posted. There's a lot of other stuff, and you just have to go through and browse. And have a lot of fun doing it, too. There's good stuff in there.
Exactly. Oh, we've run out of time. Bob, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Deanna.
Let's
been
do
a pleasure.
This again. Let's do it again.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.
Next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout?